Moving on to Karpas. So the function of Karpas within the Seder, we know the Gemara establishes clearly, is that insofar as an integral component of Sipur Tis Mitzrayim below Pesach is that it should be done in a form of Shoreh L'Meishiv. People should be asking questions and there should be answers to those questions and thereby provoking discussion throughout the night. But in order to do that, so to accomplish that, what we try to do is we try to get the children to ask questions and get the conversation rolling. That being the case, Chazal institutes certain things which are meant specifically to provoke such questions. And the first one we have, first one is part of the Seder, is Karpas. Now, how to understand how this works, what we're trying to create here, so the Bach cites two very different opinions in how we understand Karpas. The first opinion is the opinion of Rashbam and other Rishonim, and that is that generally people have, it's common, you can have a salad, you can have vegetables, they generally come in the course of a meal. They may come as hors d'oeuvres, but even that comes once one has sat down to a meal. Here, one is partaking of these vegetables prior to Hamaitzi, prior to any matzah. The fact that we're partaking prior to a meal, that in itself raises questions. That's something children should ask. The second time we dip by Marv is because of Marv. There's nothing to do with the first time. The first time alone is to be the questions. Now, the Bach cites the Maral Miprag, who says a whole different approach, and he says that really, fundamentally, the question they're asking is, how come Lailos Ashtei Pamim? The second one is the one that creates the questions. The first time we dip by Karpas is merely to create a scenario whereby we'll be dipping twice. That being the case, the second one, they're asking ahead to the second time. That's really the one they're asking on. Why do we dip two times? The first time is really not integrally part of the mitzvah. Again, just part of the setup. Now, that being the case, it's worth pointing out, if that's the case, that the reason why we're eating the first tibul, the first time we're dealing with karpas, is only to create a scenario where we have that second tibul, why in truth do we have it before the meal, according to this opinion? So for that, we know that there's a basic shayla if one should be making a bracha on mar. And the reason for that is that when mar comes with a meal, essentially mar, in most cases, is lettuce, something which, again, is normally during the meal. Generally, sal during the meal one would not make a bracha on. But here, for various reasons, first of all, it's not in the middle of the meal, it's served separately, it's also done with tzarich mitzvah, it's not done with tzarich regular, if one would eat salad, and therefore, the shayla, if one should be making a bracha on mar at all. That being the case, the way to get out of the shayla on achilas mar, as we know, is to go ahead and make a bracha on karpas, which obviously has to be done before the meal begins, in a place where one clearly is mechayv bracha. One could go ahead and do that and have in mind for Mar, this bracha would serve to pater the bracha of Mar for later on, even though there's a very large gap in between. But that would suffice to pater that. So we have two different reasons why one would have karpas before the meal. Either that itself is the heker, or the reason why is merely to pater the bracha of Mar later on. Just to point out, one halachic nafkamino between the two sudden, which the Bach points out, which thankfully is not that common nowadays. And that would be what would happen if one was faced with a scenario we had absolutely no wine for the four kaisas. So he can't do the four kaisas, he can't do it, nothing he can do about it. Now he comes to the Seder and he has matzah. In such a scenario, we know one generally should be making kiddush on matzah itself. So when we start the Seder, he would go ahead and he would make kiddush on the matzah. Now that he makes the kiddush on matzah, he would have to go ahead and do something with his kiddush, so he would have to go ahead and eat matzah right away. So essentially his Seder would be reversed. He would go ahead and make kiddush on matzah and then wash right away, have matzah right away, and then proceed to Magid. Should one, after washing and saying kiddush on this matzah, should one go ahead and do karpas? If the whole reason is merely to create a second time of dipping, then why not? Whatever you can place the first dipping, go ahead and do it. If the entire purpose to create questions is merely by doing it before the meal, here you don't have such a possibility. You can't go ahead and do karpas before kiddush because you can't eat before kiddush. After you've made kiddush and eaten the matzah, it's already part of the meal. It won't raise any questions. We pass in such a scenario, one should go ahead and do karpas, which seems to indicate, according to the Bach, that we do in fact hold that the ikar question we're trying to raise is the second table, although certainly if both points raise questions, that's certainly fine.